We're all getting surprises in life more than we realize it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. We're all getting surprises in life more than we realize it. On the YouTube this afternoon, several people sent us recommendations of looking at this and looking at that. And there was one young lady, 11-year-old girl, and she was on a contest where she was with other young people and to see who could sing in an outstanding way and perform in an outstanding way. Well, she got up on stage just as charming as you could be, and she was not thin, not thick, just a very pleasant girl, and she looked like she was an ordinary girl. I don't know how to describe that. She looked like she was an ordinary girl. She had no flair or flash about her. Her face was very pretty, very pleasant, and her hair was nice, but wasn't particularly stylish. And her clothing was very plain and recreational, you might say, you know, relaxed. And her shoes, too. But she got up there, and they asked her what she was going to do. And she said she was going to sing a song. And the song was from some current diva of music who sings quite nicely, and who gave the song that she sang its best. She was, you know, she really put the song over, and herself. And so here this girl is going to sing the song that some person has really done very beautifully and very powerfully and very wonderfully, and you think, you know, why do you take something that you're going to be in competition mentally to what somebody else is doing? Because, you know, whenever you hear someone else sing a song and then you go sing a song, well, you're going to sing it just like, you know, Frank Sinatra did. You're going to sing it just like Mel Torme or something, you know. And no, each has their own style. Well, this girl got up and she belted out that song. I haven't heard the other lady sing, but this girl was good. This girl had maturity. She had depth in her voice. She had a voice not of an 11-year-old child, and a voice of a mature woman. But it was beautiful, beautiful. And she handled it so well, and her mannerisms and everything were so proper and everything, and they showed a picture, her father watching, you know, and he was a very young man, you know, looking at and seeing his daughter perform, and the daughter just got up and performed, and just was marvelous, and she was so good that on the panel of the three judges, the woman panelist, she got up after she started singing about 2 or 3 minutes, and she just, you know, was in awe of the magnificence of this young girl. And everybody, all the judges agreed the girl was excellent. She had a few things they recommended, like putting on better clothing, you know, for the show, and having her hair done and things like that, you know, things that would upgrade the thing. But her presentation and herself and her music was just fabulous, you know, just really fabulous. Now, if she could have just had one little aspect that she missed, and that one little aspect was she didn't have Stephen Stressley in her. If she were Stephen Stressley, you wouldn't notice what he wore. You wouldn't notice what he was doing. You wouldn't notice anything about him except whatever his presentation is. Because Stephen comes across as a person that anything he puts on looks good. And anything he acts is good. Now, that's the modus operandi she might consider for herself. But she didn't have that type of teacher. And I don't know if Stephen ever had a teacher like that, or that's just natural for him. But how wonderful it'd be if people could just be so naturally their self, just so beautifully their self, that no matter what they wore or how they acted with their bodily English, you know, that they would come across with magnificence for the music that they present. But she did a great job, and it was a beautiful lady. And you look at something like that and you say, magnificent, how great that is. Just like we watched the other show that they sent us about this girl in London, 16 years old, and her dog, what was the dog's name?
Jin.
Jin was the dog, and the girl's name was something else, Jean or something. And so she's very humble, nice-looking girl. She had a lovely costume on, and she got out there, and she had a wand in her hand, and she was going to put on a show with the dog, and the dog was going to have a free dance. It was not anything planned or dedicated, just a free dance. So, as she started out, she sort of got down on her forearms, and the dog got down on his, on her belly, at the dog's belly, and looked at each other. And then the audience was thinking, well, what's this going to be? And then, as soon as the girl got up, then the dog got up, and the dog started doing interloops between the girl's legs as the girl was dancing across the stage. The dog would wind in between her legs and perfectly done. And then, when she got to the other end of the stage, the dog went backwards through her legs as she was dancing along. And then at another point, the dog stood up on its hind legs and danced for a good 2 or 3 minutes. And then danced backwards and danced forward. I mean, it's just an amazing dog. That dog was really quite outstanding. And the girl had trained him. And the dog, of course, trained the girl as to what he could do and what he couldn't do. And it was just beautiful. It was just fantastic. Now, you just never know what you're going to experience. And everyone in the audience just applauded the girl right off the stage. They just were so thrilled with her performance. Now, that was great. But then another little thing that they sent us was a dancing horse. And I thought, oh, come on now. You know. So I had to do work on my computer and wait for this program to happen and wait for this upload, download, and stuff. And so I plugged in the horse. And I let the YouTube horse come up. And it was terrible because I had to wait on the buffering. It was buffering so slowly. But I had nothing else to do, so I waited. And, well, as I waited, the horse did a number of okay things. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then, at another point, it danced sideways. The horse danced sideways across the dancing area. And then the horse danced to the music with its hind legs and front legs bouncing to the music, you know, and lifting the feet up and doing all sorts of stuff. And I thought, oh, that's pretty good. And then the horse started doing all sorts of other things, which were just spectacular, you know, in a dancing mode. And it really was something that turned the whole audience on. Of course, they were all horse lovers there watching it at the show. And when it was finished, the young man who was riding her, the horse, had sort of a horseback riding formal outfit with a top hat sort of thing and everything. And he takes off the hat and raises it and says, thank you. And you know, he's got a perfect head of brown hair. And it was a young person in his 20s, perhaps, you know. And just wonderful, just really wonderful. And then the horse did a few more pirouettes, and then that was the end of that. But you just never know what you're going to find. You never know what you're going to do. And you look at this young 11-year-old girl, and you see her, Bianca, I believe her name is, and you see her as she was standing there, and you thought, well, what good can come out of Jerusalem, you know, or Nazareth, you know? What sort of expectation can we have here? And then she took the microphone in her hand, and she prepared to present herself, and still you had the feeling, What's she going to do? What's she going to do? And then she opened her mouth. And the power of the music that came out of her, it wasn't my type of song, but the power of the music that came out of her and the presentation and the technical qualities that she demonstrated were just utterly amazing. Now, I look at each of you, and I see each one of you as a master. And I see each one of you as spectacular in every possible way. Now, you don't see yourselves that way because you're too close to yourself. You don't realize what you could do if you'd open your mouth. You don't realize what you could do if you'd really let go, you know? Now, for 20 years or better now, I've asked each one of you, please write. Write an article once a week, once a day. Write an article. Write things that are snappy. Give talks. I gave you each recorder so you could give talks. Give talks. Give talks. And practice it and see how you feel it. And you're not doing it. And you're saying, well, that's not my thing. That's not my thing. Well, it's your training tool. And if you take it as a training tool, then you'd realize that what you're doing is you're causing yourself to reveal a talent that you never knew you had. Maybe your talent is not writing, or maybe your talent is not speaking. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's not singing. Maybe your talent is just having peanuts for every meal, you know. Who knows what your talent is, you know. Former President Carter would love you if he just always ate peanuts, because that's his business. But what do you do? What do you do? You look at all of these charming people that we see on YouTube and wherever else, and you see how marvelous they perform. And you say, wow, isn't that great? My goodness, aren't they wonderful? They have such talent. Well, now, before they get up to speak or perform or sing, and you were to look at them, you would never presume what talent they had. Never. And so it is with you. You would never presume what talent you guys have until you get up and start using it. And that's why I say to you, write every day. Write every day. That's one of the things we have here. And write a book for us. Write a book on not the art and science of wholeness, but on the fundamentals of our philosophy, whatever you conceive it to be. And write it with your illustrations, and write it with your imagination. And it could very well be one of our textbooks, you know. It could very well be a monumental book of itself that would sell, you know. A book that would go out and be a bestseller. And then you run off and live off the revenue of your book, or whatever you choose to do. And that's fine. That's fine. Because we don't possess anything here. No matter who does what, while they're working with us and being with us, we don't own it. Now, theoretically, everything that you do, you give to us, but we would never hold anybody to it. And if you have a talent, get busy on demonstrating it. Because the day comes very quickly when you're going to be like Ingeborg and you're going to want to sleep more often. And the day is going to come when you're going to be like Ingeborg and you're going to not drive the cars and you're not going to fly the airplanes and you're not going to play the golf and you're not going to do these things. But that day doesn't have to come. That day doesn't have to be here for Ingeborg. But unless you have some motivation in you that moves you from the space that you're in right now to the space that you have the potential of being in, then you're never going to have the last holiday. Mm-hmm. You're never going to go to what's the name of that Hotel Poop? Hotel Poop. What a name, isn't it? Yeah. But you know, what did that lady do? Why did she win at the games of chance? She didn't care. Why did she win everyone to her awareness? Because she didn't care. It's not that she didn't care. It's she was who she really was. And who she really was an outgoing, sharing lady. And then when she wore these beautiful clothing, it made her sparkle even more. But she didn't take advantage of anybody, nor was she discourteous to anybody. She was just herself. And would you like to be loved by a boyfriend like she had? Mm-hmm. What an amazing young man. Huh? Yeah. What profound love he had, and respect, absolute respect. Now that is really something. Now, sex before marriage, doesn't mean a thing if there's no real love present. And sex anytime doesn't mean anything unless real love is present. Otherwise, it's just an action that you do. Now, what is it that you guys would like? You have no idea. So, when I give you these suggestions, take them and work with them. And who knows? It might just titillate some aspect of your being, which would get you going on some genius that you hadn't even thought of doing. And why not? Next thing you know, we'll get Sylvia a quarter horse and she will train it to go on dancing, you know. Can't you see Sylvia with a dancing horse?
Sure.
Anita would be back here in a flash, wouldn't she? But why not? And Ingeborg, and we get her a race car. And we put her in the India's 500, you know. Run, run. Who knows what you're...
Yes,
what you're
doing?
Yeah, why not, see? She says, why not? But get excited about living. Get excited about what you're doing every day. Be motivated to be interested in life that goes on around us. Because, hey, we're off to other dimensions, sometimes quick, sometimes not. We're off to other dimensions, sometimes when we're in our perfect bodies and sometimes when we're in our dumb bodies, you know. Bodies that we just let go to pot. And it's silly. We should always be living in our original purity and integrity. Now, do you know what your original purity and integrity is? No, but it's good. So let's live in that, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it. No, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.